This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar has resigned from the post citing health reasons. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu, Mr. Dhankhar said, to prioritize health care and abide by medical advice, he has resigned effective immediately. He expressed his gratitude to the president for her unwavering support during his tenure. Mr. Dhankhar also expresses deep gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the esteemed Council of Ministers. He said the warmth, trust and affection he has received from all the members of Parliament would ever be cherished at and embedded in my memory. Mr. Dhankhar said he is deeply thankful for the invaluable experiences and insights he gained as Vice President in this great democracy. The first day of the monsoon session of Parliament witnessed several disruptions by the opposition parties over various issues. They were demanding immediate discussion on Pehelgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor, among other issues. Our correspondent reports both the houses witnessed uproar after the opposition MPs raised slogans and continuously demanding a discussion over these issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assured that the government is ready to discuss every issue in Parliament, but due to the uproar by the opposition, the Lok Sabha was adjourned three times. When the House reassembled at 4 p.m. after two adjournments, the scene was no different, forcing the chair to adjourn the Lok Sabha for the day. However, the business in the Rajya Sabha transacted smoothly after one adjournment this morning. In the morning, the upper house took up the question hour and special mention and also passed the Lading Bill 2025 after discussion. Bihar has become the first state in the country where every polling station will now cater to fewer than 1,200 voters. Announcing this yesterday, the Election Commission said the move is aimed at reducing long queues and making voting more convenient. To achieve this, 12,870 new polling stations have been added across the state. The Election Commission informed that from the first of next month, any member of public can file objections regarding any additions, deletions, or corrections in the draft electoral rolls. In Ladakh, District Administration of Kargil accorded a grand and heartfelt welcome to His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama upon his arrival in Zanskar yesterday. While addressing a gathering, His Holiness emphasized the importance of interfaith harmony, peaceful coexistence, and the need to educate both the heart and the mind. His visit is part of the ongoing Zanskar Kargil Summer Philosophical Symposium, which aims to promote spiritual dialogue, ethical learning, and communal harmony. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, in collaboration with stock exchanges, has launched a centralized compliance reporting platform for stockbrokers. Offered by National Stock Exchange, the platform will be called Samuhik Prativedan Manch. From the first of next month, brokers registered with multiple exchanges can submit 40 key compliance reports through the single platform, reducing duplication and costs. At least 20 people were killed, including the pilot of the aircraft, as a Bangladesh Air Force training jet crashed into Milestone College campus in Dhaka last afternoon. Our correspondent in Dhaka reported that a Bangladesh Air Force F-7 aircraft crashed into a building of the college in Dhaka's Uttarao.
As per the latest update from Inter Services Public Relations of Bangladesh, at least 20 people, including the pilot, were killed and 171 people were injured after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed in Dhaka's Uttara area. Bangladesh F-7 is a modern variant of China's Chengdu F-7, itself modeled on the Soviet MiG-21. Its production ceased after China delivered the last of 16 units of F-7 BGI to Bangladesh in 2013. Naval Sang Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
In chess, international master Divya Deshmukh has become the second Indian to advance to the semifinals of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia. In a rapid tiebreak, Divya defeated compatriot Grandmaster Harika Dronavalli by 2-0 in a rapid tiebreak. She has now joined compatriot Grandmaster Kuneru Hampi in the Final Four clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.